All right, it's the rundown. It's May 2nd. It's brought to you by, happy birthday, Pat McAfee.
Happy birthday, Pat McAfee.
He's 31. I wish him a happy birthday. I'm like, how old are you? He said 31, but I'm going to die young, and I actually totally believe that.
I think it's actually a fair question overall, like, who's the first to die?
I think McAfee's definitely up there. I'm up there.
I think
you're
I'm
up there.
Too.
I wouldn't be surprised. You're up there, I don't take care of my health.
What?
I don't really take care of my
health. I think you're going to live.
No, but big dogs die young.
Yeah, but in humans,
like
Oregon Trail style, it's like
a little Remedel that'll clear
people
up.
Get
strong
like
an ox.
Right, it's like you have a lot of, like when you on Survivor, Tommy, you're a Survivor guy.
The biggest. The,
right, so big guys, you know, they
do well.
Well, they get to the merge and then they get taken out for being a merge threat.
That's not what I meant. I meant like fat.
Oh, yeah, well, they can't last out there.
All right, then never mind. Then maybe you will die young. Well, you're not really fat anymore.
We should do a death pool for us.
I got to be up there.
Yeah,
Tommy's up there. Yeah. You'll get something like sickle cell something, like something that people don't get, like polio, like diseases that have been cured. You'll go down.
Yeah, you'll like take a flight one time and be like the air pressure killed them. No one else on the flight
died. Almost does kill me.
Yeah, right. No one else.
You should travel around with a SARS mask, like the Asian people, like just a mask. I should. Yeah. I'm sick nonstop.
Well, this office.
This office just is.
I'm getting sick shamed right now. I woke up and I was sneezing a little, and then Jared's telling me I'm sick. I don't know if I'm sick because everyone else is like.
Liz, real sick. K. Marco, real sick. Julie, I guess, is sick. I was sick. Robbie had strep throat. Frankie's been sick for a month.
I might be sick.
It's just a disaster. There's no ventilation in here. Anyways, NBA play. No, it's brought to you by Lisa Mattresses. It's $125 off. That's an extra $25 from their normal offer. So get in on this. Lisa.com/barstool. The official mattress of my Nantucket house. NBA playoffs last night. LeBron wins. I think it's more about just the ineptitude of the Toronto Raptors. They had every chance to win this game. I thought the two moments that summed up, obviously they missed all those shots at the end, the layup, the putbacks. Worse yet, I think there's 3 or 4 minutes. Kyle Lowry calls, they have 2 timeouts left. He calls a timeout with 2.4 or something on the shot clock. And they're making a big deal like, oh, now they only have 1 timeout the rest of the way. And then they proceed to get a 5-second call trying to inbound the ball. The Raptors... they're just not big time. Toronto's just not big time.
Dan's take about Toronto is probably the most accurate. They're the trashiest good team of all time.
Yeah.
They're fucking terrible.
How many times have we done this? Every single year. The Raptors are different. The Raptors are great regular season. They
They're a worse version of the Utah Jazz with Karl Malone and John Stockton.
Kevin Love and LeBron James, I think the stat was they shot 15 for 43, I think it was. How you don't beat them when that happens.
And they had them the whole game. They just played. It had nothing to do with Cleveland. It was just trash.
Right. And then Fred VanVleet is taking your game-winning three, which, I mean, obviously that play broke down. But these guys, Lowry and DeRozan, they just shrink in every big
game. But DeRozan not getting knocked out with how clean that shot was on his jaw.
I got to be honest, I don't understand the NBA at all. Like, I feel like anytime someone gets in the hit in the head, they go to the monitors for like half an hour. That was as clean a vicious elbow. Someone's going to tell me some rule maybe that I don't understand. But I don't understand how that's not a flagrant.
Well, that play was weird, too, because Kevin Love... got fouled, then he traveled, then he had a flagrant foul.
But how do they not review with everything that gets like your play, which I still don't think was the elbow?
It was.
Play,
I watched it again.
But I watched it like 100 times.
Yeah,
I couldn't understand it. But I think even you, Dan, even though you thought that was vicious, how is that elbow not?
Do you think that they do that long ass flagrant review to let things calm down, so that you don't go right back into it? You have a hard foul. They go to the monitor for like a half an hour, and then they're like.
Okay, let's go back,
because then the blood, like, it calms down instead of getting right
back in the action. Yeah, people are a little bit more calm.
I don't think that's the way they do it, but it's an interesting theory. And then, of course, we have, moving on, subject number two, Drake almost getting into a fight with Kendrick Perkins. Perk, one of the toughest guys. I was actually watching Drake the whole game, and I don't hate Drake. I'm not a Drake hater. He puts out music. I said I have Passion Fruit on my summer playlist, so let's not say I don't want to be called a hater.
Yeah.
But there's two people who stand, from the majority of the game, and that's the coach of the Raptors, and that's Drake. He just stands the whole game. I don't know how anyone behind him can see. It would drive me nuts. And I get he's cool, he's a celebrity, but at some point, you got to be told to like sit down. You can't like celebrate. Like half the time he's in the ref's like ears talking, and then at the end, like he looked like and acted like he really wanted to fight Kendrick Perkins. I wrote a blog. I think it's time for him to get beat up.
It is. They should have just been like, okay, you want it? Here's Kendrick.
No, his bodyguards would never allow it. He had like 500. I think his bodyguards actually had earpieces in.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier to be the tough guy when you have bodyguards next to you. But I'm kind of over this Drake thing.
This just shows how bad of a night Toronto had. Because not only do you lose in a terrible fashion, the Cavs shouldn't have won that game, but you now have your number one super fan trying to fight with a guy who, one, is one of the toughest guys in the NBA, and also, like, everyone who's ever played with Kendrick Perkins said he's, like, the best teammate. So this is, like, a league-wide thing. Everyone has, like,
that's perks. The only reason why he's on the Cavs,
right.
Is because he's
and
a great
and
teammate.
Not only right. That, they say to go on the fight, like, he doesn't care about celebrities. Like, right. So he, if, like, he tried to kill Drake.
Right. Two, he's in a suit, so you're fighting with a guy who's not even playing, and it's just, like, the mental... How much Toronto has, like, the little brother complex with Cleveland at this point is incredible.
Do you think it was a bad look for Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah,
walking,
terrible look.
Walking down the... I mean, if he's fighting with LeBron, that's one thing. But he's fighting with Perk. Mm-hmm. Like, Perk was brought onto this team to do this. He's
what?
Agitating their number one fan. He's got him off his game.
He said it, how it happened, too. I think he was talking to who's a three-point guy who used to be on Oklahoma who is now on Toronto?
Ibaka?
Serge Ibaka. And being like, we're going to beat you like at halftime. And Drake just like interjected in the conversation.
Right.
Be like, shut up, Perk. And
then, right.
Like, well, now I have to beat up
and
Drake.
And going the
I'd love to see Drake
Serge Ibaka is yeah. Like the last thing that you need to do.
Right. I'd like just to see Drake get like... As Ronnie from Jersey Shore, like one punched,
mm-hmm.
That would be something.
But you agree though, like if you have a celebrity fan and the celebrity fan starts to get owned by that team, that's bad juju for your team.
It is,
like big time.
It is. I always have
unless
a
you're
fine
Philly
line.
With Meek Mill, because Meek Mill got owned by Drake, and then he went to jail. Now he's
yeah, but I mean like a Reggie Miller or MJ like owning Spike Lee kind of situation. Like that's bad juju for your team.
I have a fine line with celebrity fans. Like Drake is one of those guys. I don't think anybody like he's there all the time. So fine, he's a diehard Raptor fan. Spike Lee, same. But I sorry about that, chaps.
No worries.
I didn't mean to do that.
Worse things have happened to me.
Just a line where you go from like being a fan just to obnoxious, like it's too much of a sideshow. And Drake was already there before I saw the fight thing. So mm-hmm. I guess I want to get beat up. Speaking of fights, and then the other one, we got Draymond Green versus Chuck. Charles Barkley said he would like to punch. I think he said he'd do it if he could.
On Rondo and Draymond Green.
That's what you want to call it?
What do you want to call it, Chuckster?
I just want somebody to punch him in the face.
Which one? American Express halftime report.
I really do. I just want somebody to punch him in the face.
Why you don't like Draymond?
Yo, Jay in Atlanta. I want to punch him in the face.
Why you don't like Draymond?
I'm just telling you, I want to punch his ass in the face. I do.
Why? Why?
Relax,
what makes you upset?
You asked me a question. I gave you a question.
I didn't ask you to punch him. You said, I said, why?
Get it.
Draymond Green, and then like, well, if you're going to talk about it, do it.
I mean, what do you think? I think a lot of guys talk on TV, stand behind a microphone and a TV screen. Fact of the matter is, if you feel that strongly about something, he's seen me a million times. If he feel that strongly about it, then punch me in my face when you see me. If you're not gonna punch me in my face when you see me, then shut up. It's no different than somebody sitting behind a computer screen tweeting, I'll knock you out and you never see him in life. Well, he's seen me a bunch of times and he'll see me again this year. Punch me in the face when you see me, or if not, no one cares what you would have done. You old and it is what it is. So if you ain't gonna punch me when you see me, then stop talking about it.
Draymond Green's gonna sort of relax. I guess I can see what he's saying, but at the same time, Chuck's an analyst. Like, and this is how that's why people love him, because he talks like a normal person. No different than what I just said. Mm-hmm. Like, Drake should be punched in the face. I will not punch Drake in the face if I see him.
And anybody who's watched Draymond knows that he should be punched in the face at some point.
But I think it's a little different because Chuck, like, has punched people in the face.
Yeah, but they're not good punches, though. Like,
but he threw that guy out the window.
That's true.
Like, Chuck has a history of backing up his violence.
He went after a young Shaq.
But right. That was a long-ass time ago.
Right, but if you're going to say it, I kind of have Draymond's back. Like, you're not going to do anything to Draymond, so don't say it.
I disagree. You're an analyst. You're going to say it. We'd say it. Somebody needs to punch him in the face.
Yeah, but we also, like, I guess it's different because, like, we're never going to be in a situation with Draymond. Well, Draymond Green pushed me in the back out after the McGregor-Mayweather fight.
So you should have hit him.
Yeah. He did. I tried to get an interview with him. I just whipped out my phone. I was so drunk. I was like, Draymond.
Should have punched him in the face. That's
I deserved
the,
it.
That's for Barkley and Rand.
Right, but I deserved him pushing me because I was being an asshole. Did you see Rondo, though? Rondo.
The sweat
like,
on the ball.
Draymond and Rondo are two of the great. Like, if you just somehow got Lance Stevenson back into the playoffs, you'd have, like, the three best trolls in one series. The sweat.
Yeah, wiping the sweat on.
That's a good rule. You should be able to have, like, a lottery for Lance Stevenson at the end once he gets eliminated. Like, all right, we're going to have some balls go up, and you get them. Like, all right, Oklahoma, woo.
Also, there was someone had a picture, and Draymond was guarding Rondo. It must have been a pick and roll. And Rondo was at the three-point line, and Draymond was, like, under the hoop. He was giving him so much space. It was, like, such a mean thing to do.
I'll tell you what, if I was a Golden State fan, I just worry about Draymond getting, like, technicals and just packing them up as they go along the playoffs. Keeps is the only way to keep your hair. Keep offers the only two FDA-approved hair loss products for about $1 from the comfort of your home. Go to keeps.com/barstool for your first month of treatment free. Keeps hair today, hair tomorrow.
You got a hair transplant.
I did.
That's from Keeps.
I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Oh. You should have.
No, I did Dr. Leonard, Robert Leonard.
Keeps is the way to go.
Well, I did Dr. Leonard.
It looks great.
Keeps. Thank you. Oh, thanks, Tom. Tommy.
Dr. Leonard did it for me, and I'm happy with the job, so check him out. What am I doing next? Oh, this Tom Wilson hit in the Caps-Pens game. Pens fans are freaking out. Nate's freaking out at Pens fans. Clean hit, not clean hit. He broke his jaw.
It's a freak-out session.
It's a freak-out session. I mean, Nate came wandering in, he's like, I gotta write a blog about that Jordy. What an idiot.
Unrelated to this actual hit, but I feel like this happens every year with playoff hockey. There's always like one or two hits that everyone just freaks out.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Well,
when I watched, I didn't
over.
See what the big deal was. Like he launched at him a little bit, but
I think
it was
a clean hit.
What it is,
not like the dude when he was down on the ground, he like put his hip into his face.
But what it is Tom Wilson's a scumbag, and he's a noted scumbag. So when you have that as your, you know, if you have a history of this.
Uh-oh.
You
just awoke the monkey.
You don't get the benefit of the doubt. I think it was a clean hit, but I understand why people are like, Tom Wilson's a scumbag.
You can't throw around the word scumbag at a guy who's never been suspended for a hit.
You don't think Tom Wilson...
The monkeys.
I didn't even respond.
I mean, you can't throw around the word scumbag like that.
The Caps fans you don't are feeling themselves right now.
Tom suspended for a preseason hit two times in 5 years. Zero regular season suspensions, zero postseason suspensions.
Tom Wilson seems to be part of a lot of these hits where everyone's debating whether
legal,
it was clean or not.
The NHL says they're illegal, so what's he going to do?
Legal.
When the NHL says your hits are legal, why would he change his game?
Legal or illegal?
Legal. He doesn't get suspended.
Like I thought it was a fair hit.
One was fair.
I don't know enough about him to weigh in. You raise compelling
points.
You can't throw a scumbag
at a guy who's not a scumbag.
Why are you looking at me? Dan said it, not me.
I can't even look at him. I'm upset.
Okay.
Clean hit.
Stay here, Nate.
Yes.
Did Sidney Crosby spit on
him? Oh, yeah. Dirty move. You can't go around spitting on people.
I disagree. I like to spit on
you
people.
Like spit.
No, you can't
if you're Sidney Crosby or you're the highest level of your sport, you
what's worse, getting spit on or slap in the face?
Spit, for sure.
Worse.
Spit on.
Yeah, spit.
I don't know.
If you get spit on and the person stands there and they don't do anything, I feel like spitting's worse. But if you spit and kind of back up like Sidney did, I think that makes it worse. Like, you, not a great look.
I think
if
you should
spit in somebody's face, you got to stand your ground.
I don't think spitting's a big deal in sports when you're wearing, like, a bunch of pads and stuff. I know that probably sounds stupid, but, like.
But it hits you in the face.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I don't know. It's cold, so it's, like,
it's
not like a hot spit that's just going to sit on your face.
That's not a good take, Dan. It's cold, so spitting's okay? Like, come on.
I mean, warm spit's worse, I think.
Yeah, that's the point. Warm spit is worse.
No way. Cold spit just freezing on your
Nate's
face.
Nate's in you.
Nate is feeling
Dan's
himself
had
right
better
now.
Times
you know what he had?
Down.
You know what Nate had today?
It was video Nate today.
It was video Nate
yeah,
today.
Yeah, Nate at night.
When Nate has a video
they're,
today,
they're
he gets
good.
Up.
Yeah, I did.
It's great, too, because if you call him out on it before, and he gets very mad. If you're like, do you have a video today?
He's like, no. Dan exists too when he does his little dance. He gets all jazzed up. Like, video everybody exists. He just likes to call out other people.
I only call out you because Video Nate is very different than regular Nate.
Well,
are we allowed to say he was here yet or no?
Oh, yeah.
Shinedown?
Yeah. I think they're a big band.
They are a big band.
They like sell out places.
I'm going to tell right now. We got to get the Revivalists in here. I'm saying I'd like to get them in here. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a
One Bite presents Nate at Night presents the Revivalists.
Okay, I can live with that. Sticking with violence, Ken Giles, I don't think we can actually put this clip because we're not allowed, but he basically punched himself in the face after he gave up a home run to Sanchez yesterday in the Yankees game. Like, punched himself in the face hard. Mm-hmm. I don't hate the move. That's what I want to see. You're an Astros guy. What'd you think of it?
I hate him.
Oh.
I think he's terrible. I think he is, if it's a big game.
That was ugly, Jobson. I feel like you don't hate many people.
Yeah,
so I don't. I think he's garbage. I think he is a weak link, and he showed it in the World Series. The manager wouldn't even put him into the game, like the last two games. If it's a big game, you can't expect much from him. I think it's in his head at this point in big games. Yankees, that's a big series right now. Like, it's a big series. He blew it, giving up a three-run home run. I mean, we were down 1-0, but giving up that three-run shot ends it.
I kind of like it. I don't know.
He's a wild card as a closer, which you like. He's just not good.
Good or bad. I like when guys show emotion all the time rather than the J.D. Drews of the world, so I'll always take
it. But I like it when you're showing emotion when you're usually really good instead of that. To me, just looks like a meltdown.
You know who I think stinks, who always, I don't even, I'm guessing, I think he's, is he on the Cardinals now maybe? But I feel like it doesn't matter if I bet on the Phillies, the Cardinals, the Reds, the Giants. He always is pitching for me. Like, I could go, is this guy Madsen?
Who?
Madsen.
Ryan Madsen?
He stinks. And every team I bet on, he somehow is pitching for. Like, it doesn't matter who I bet on. He gets the ball in the seventh and gives up two runs. It's crazy. He's on the Nationals. Yeah. I'm telling you.
So
he gets traded to whoever I am betting on. This guy pitches a seventh
traveling
of every single team I bet on, and he gives up two runs every single time.
Is Giles known for this shit? Because I think that's what it.
Yeah, he's
if it's
kind
a
of,
one-time thing.
Like, not to this extreme.
I like remember when Zambrano fought the Gatorade machine. Oh, everyone's like, all right, dude. Like, this is getting. Once you become the hothead guy who just always has these blowups, then I think it wears
I feel like if you are a dude who's dominating big-time games all the time and then you give up that three-run homer and you're so pissed because it's outside of the norm, that should have been like a normal Tuesday walk down the street for him. That's what he does now.
Got it. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, if he stinks, then you shouldn't be surprised.
And
he
has
stinks.
Like good stats for a starter. It's not like he stinks. He stinks in big games.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem. Moving along to this story out of Detroit, I think Dearborn. So the prom season is coming up, and they have modesty ponchos. So if the girls dress a little too sexily, too scantily, they throw a modesty poncho on them. Like it? Hate it?
I feel like this is okay only because it's at a Catholic school.
Yep.
I feel like because it's a religious institution, they have every right to put on their religion's modesty standards. The standard is completely different if it's a public school.
Agreed. Yeah.
I kind of think it's going to turn into like a badge of honor. Like if you don't have the modesty poncho.
Oh, I told Casey last night, if I'm a dude there, I'm going with my dick hanging out and grabbing those modesty ponchos and put it on.
It weirdly does work against them because if a chick's wearing a modesty poncho, you're like,
what's going on?
Nice. After the prom. Yeah. I mean, prom's not what it's about. It's
no,
the post-prom.
It's the after prom after the after prom.
Right. And then when you take out and you start twerking your fucking modesty poncho off.
Anything post-show?
I did have something. What the fuck? Oh, that pizza review was unbelievable.
It was.
Streets of New York.
I think it passed Patricia, the first Patricia.
You know, we've been
Patricia.
Doing so many pizza reviews for so long. Frankie and I were recalling, I ate, hot tamales out of a homeless guy's, backpack one time. Like, there's been a lot of weird stuff. That one just...
Well, wait. You can eat tamales from anywhere. Like, tamale guy.
They're ghost peppers.
Ghost peppers.
Oh, I thought you meant like the actual Mexican tamale. Yeah, like those you can eat everywhere.
No, I ate something like there was a Simpsons episode. I thought there was a chance like it was going to die. The one that reason people liked it is just it was rapid fire. It was like four different
people. Well, the World War II guy was like, this is now fake.
Yeah, I don't
think that's stolen.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
What's happening? Good. We got pizza review. We got No, I'm going to do the pizza. You eat the ice cream. I don't know what's happening, Frankie. You're striking up a conversation.
Ask him not to film me.
We're not filming you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just telling you, if you want people to know it's pizza, make a big sign. Because it's not obvious.
Well, I'm just eating the pizza. We're just reviewing the pizza. I'll tell them to make it more obvious. What?
Plastic machine to put it, okay?
What?
Plastic the machine.
I don't know where the plastic machine is. Oh yeah, this is crazy. We got a guy who's leaking blood out of his nose walking by looking for the plastic machine. This person's talking to me. He doesn't want to be on camera. All right. So they just opened. You fought a war?
World War II. That's right.
Attaboy, thank you for your service.
Okay, my pleasure.
Because if you're born, even if he was born in 1930, that would make him at least 87 years old at this point. That dude was not 87.
Spry. He could have been. He was pretty old. He was pretty old, that guy. It's a weird thing just to start
throwing
around.
Well, if he is
around.
And he's watching, he should come on Zero Buck 30 and tell
us. I'll tell you the craziest with the original lady at the end off camera. I was giving her a slice because she wouldn't shut up. And she wouldn't take it because I didn't have a paper plate. She was homeless.
She wouldn't shut up. She would not shut up.
She was homeless. It's like, here. She's like, you don't have a plate? I did. No. Like, I swore it. I go, man, go take it or fucking leave it.
I mean, I did like when she's just like, are you going to offer me a slice off camera?
I did. She turned it down.
Also,
I respect that. Like, yeah, I'm homeless, but I have standards.
Yeah, it's, I've never gotten like that mad. I just literally F-bombed her. I'm like, will you take it or fucking leave it or get the fuck away from me?
We never talked about this, Dave, but Hank blogged a couple days ago about how he's happy that Chernin.
I saw that, The Bachelor. Yeah.
Do you think maybe we bring it back with someone?
Ooh.
I think that would be great. Great theater.
The unbelievable content. We had Tommy Smokes going on a bunch
I'd
of dates.
Be willing. And then can I get on Survivor too, just like separately?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can't do anything.
Do you really think you would survive in Survivor?
I would win if I don't get
you would struggle
back.
On the plane.
You'd be like that redhead.
Which one?
The one who won, who people loved. The nerd.
The nerd? Oh, Cochran.
Cochran, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we should do a Barstool Survivor.
Well, yeah, I'll go on
be great.
The Bachelor.
If we got, like,
the Bachelor would be a good thing.
Like a
needed.
Weekend Survivor. Someone
Amazing
someone
race.
Figure out how to put
things.
That together for us.
I'm on it.
Seriously, that would be, if we went to like a, you know, we didn't have to go to an island, but like somewhere in the woods, just did a Survivor. I mean, that would be incredible.
That would
be. I'd
be
Jeff Probst?
No, you need to compete.
Yeah.
We need to,
fair
no,
enough.
Dave's Jeff Probst.
Do that as like
David
the end
to
of the
I will
end
want
summer.
To
Dave wouldn't
sleeping.
Be able to be on it because we'd all vote him off right away.
You should do,
no, I don't think you would.
Do
yeah,
interns.
We would.
Like how we had the intern battle royale, make the interns do it at the end of the summer. Best performance on the show gets a job.
But a Barstool Survivor, like a 2 or 3 day weekend where we did a bunch of competitions and just see.
Well, 2 or 3 days is.
Well, I know. It's you got to
do 39. We probably couldn't do that.
No, we'd have to do it quickly. But you could come up with enough, like, challenges.
Well, it's not really even
shit.
About challenges. It's more like voting people out.
But we already have the Survivor mentality here.
Okay. Alliance is already formed.
Yeah, right. That's already been built. So all you need to do is a couple physical challenges. And just see who can win.
I won't mind doing the other one. My brain's a mush right now, but we had a different. Oh, the
Bachelor.
Bachelor, yeah.
Yeah, Tom doing a Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like you don't even have to. I mean, when we were going to do it with Hank, it was like a whole thing. We're going to rent a house in Newport. You can just do it out of here. Just Tom's got to go on a couple dates.
I think you need the house still, though.
Like, get like five.
Definitely need a hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
Need the house, you think?
Yeah. Because a lot of it's like them gossiping about
Tom.
And then when Tom walks in the house, they all gasp. Like, he's so
oh,
beautiful.
God.
Tom invites him to the room for a one-on-one date.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man.
Would you do it, Tom?
Yeah, I'd probably do it.
Yeah. Why not? I think it's crazy that Hank didn't want. Even at that point, girls would have wanted to date Hank.
Oh, man, it would be so funny to watch Tom.
I mean, Hank acts like, I mean, Hank's writing that blog like it. I mean, he's still Hank.
You'd still take him over Robert Kraft.
I mean, he wrote that blog like that was written like 30 years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
It's, I mean, internet time.
Yeah, that's a
there's,
decade.
There's definitely.
4 years internet time.
He's still the guy.
Is like
he's still
100
Hank.
Years.
Rhea would date him. There's other girls I'm sure would date him. It's true.
All right. Well, Tom, I would love to see Tom. Tom's got moves, I can tell.
Oh, yeah,
he's a lover.
I mean, Tom's a decent kisser.
Yeah, yeah. How are you kissing, Tom?
Fine.
Okay. There you go. Good answer.
All right. That's the rundown.
Fine. Oh.